Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevan Zwelder.
We are studying the way in the book of Proverbs. In the prior broadcast, we looked at the references in Proverbs to the way of evil men, and we saw a variety of references to the way of evil men and the things that you and I need to avoid. Today, we're going to preach on the verses dealing with the way of God's saints. And there are a number of these verses, so we'll comment on them as we go through the Proverbs. If you'll turn with me to Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 8, you can see the reference to the way of his saints. The Bible says, "He keepeth the paths of judgment," speaking of God, "he keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints." God, therefore, preserveth the way of his saints. In other words, God makes sure that the way of his saints is preserved. In other words, there's like nothing intruding onto this way. If you can get on the way of his saints, it's a protected place. And he keeps that way. He keeps it open. He keeps it clear, so that you and I can walk on that way without difficulty. You know, the way of transgressors we read yesterday is hard. And the way of the froward is you know, thorns and snares. Well, this is plain. This is open. You can get in there. You can walk on this way without difficulty. Now, you may encounter obstacles in life. You may encounter persecution. You may encounter tribulation. You may encounter necessities. You may encounter trials and the like in your life as a saint. But those things come to you from the world. They're not from the Lord on this way. In other words, in this way, we're not dealing with consequences like thorns and snares and slippery things. God preserves the way of his saints, and nothing evil can get you in that way. Why? Because the Lord is there to protect you. Doesn't mean that you're not going to encounter difficulty in your Christian life. It just means in that way, you're not going to slip up. You're not going to be ensnared. You're not going to be hampered by a hedge of thorns like you will when you're walking in the way of evil men. And so it's a good path, in other words. You get on the way of his saints because he preserves it. Get in that way, and you're going to find that the Lord is there to protect you and to help you and to guard you and to keep you. And then in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 20, we read about the way of good men. Proverbs 2:20, "that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous." Now, just hearing the sound of that proverb sounds delightful. It sounds like, wow, that's the path I want to get on. I want to get on the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. And let me tell you something. You indeed do want to get on that way. It's as good as it sounds. But you have a choice. You have a choice whether you're going to walk in the way of wicked men or if you're going to walk in the way of good men. Now, oddly, when men and women have been raised in a good church, and then they get out in the world, they often see the way of good men as confining. They see the way of good men as restraining, as if they are being held back from something good that they want to do. And so when they leave home and they're exposed to the world, many of them, unfortunately, are seduced to walk in the way of the wicked. In other words, the wicked have a way of pressuring you. The wicked have a way of showing you a high life, a fun life that seems to be desirable. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but if you have ever watched a sporting event and then there is an advertisement for something that's not good for you, like beer, the people there are all smiling. The people there are around the campfire. They are on the patio. Everybody's smiling. Everybody's having a good time. Everybody's responsible. There's nobody that is 200 pounds overweight. There's nobody divorced. There's nobody whose children are saddened by the arguments of inebriated parents. There's nobody there that's dead, that's been killed by a drunk driver. None of that stuff. They don't show you any of that stuff. No, they just show you this seductive walk in the way of the wicked. And people who feel like they have been restrained by being on the path of good men envy what they see the sinners have. But they don't show you, see, they don't show you everything that is on that way of the wicked. They don't show you the heartache. They don't show you the bankruptcy. They don't show you the cirrhosis of the liver. They don't show you how hard and sometimes young they die. Solomon's exhortation is that you would continue to walk in the way of good men despite the allurement of wicked men. My father-in-law was raised in a Christian home, had a godly mother. His mother prayed for me, and I'll say without reservation, she was one of the people that got a hold of God on my behalf and helped me immensely by her prayers. But her own son, my father-in-law, died 53 years of age. You know what happened? His liver was basically destroyed by walking in the way of the wicked. He got off the path of good men. He got off the way of good men. And it was terrible, tragic. I'm going to tell you, without doubt, you will see in time that the way of good men is far better than the way of wicked men. So if you feel a little hampered, a little envious, a little constrained by being on the way of good men, just stay on that way and trust that as you walk along that way, you're going to notice things getting better and better and better with time. Don't be in a rush to jump onto another way. You will regret it forever. All right, and then in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 11, we read about the way of wisdom. Solomon said, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. Now, the way of wisdom will direct you through your entire life. And along this way, you will always make good decisions and you will always make right decisions. And therefore, you're going to reap the wonderful benefits of those good decisions. The wisdom of this way is given to you in a variety of places. It's given to you, first of all, through the Bible. In other words, Solomon said, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. Well, if you read what Solomon wrote here in Proverbs, if you read what he wrote in Ecclesiastes, if you read the Bible, those things that God wrote, you are going to pick up so much wisdom. And if you will follow that wisdom, then you're going to see that this path of wisdom is a wonderful way to walk. You're also going to find that the wisdom of this way is given to you through the Lord. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God to give it all men liberally and upbraideth not. And that's what you want to do. You just come to the Lord and say, Lord, I do not have the wisdom to make this decision, whatever decision it is that you're trying to make. And I want to get wisdom from you so I'll know what to do. And I'll tell you what, if you'll wait on the Lord, and if you'll observe, you'll keep reading your Bible, God will make sure that you get an answer to that prayer. He will give you the wisdom that you need. You also find the wisdom of this way through wise counsel, and it's an amazing thing. When somebody wants to veer from the way of good men and the way of wisdom, they will shut off wise counsel. It's as if they already know that what they're about to do is a mistake. And I'm going to just tell you something. If you have found yourself in the high weeds right now, you go find you a godly man or a godly woman, if you're a lady, and go get some good, wise counsel right now. You will never regret what you hear. They will give you the wisdom you need to keep from going further down the wrong road and help you get back on the right road. The way of wisdom, and it's in the Bible, it's in prayer, when you commune with the Lord, and it's through wise counsel that you find this wisdom. Then look at Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23, a fabulous verse of Scripture. The Bible says in Proverbs 6:23, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and the reproofs of instruction are the way of life." Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. So the next way we're talking about is the way of life. The way of life. And Solomon said, reproofs of instruction are the way of life. The reason some men don't walk in the way of life is that they don't like others telling them what to do. They don't like others telling them where they've gone wrong. And so they don't want to walk in the way of life. But Solomon told you, reproofs of instruction are the way of life. I suppose none of us like to be told that we were wrong. But the truth of the matter is, if you're ever going to get better, you have to know that you're wrong when you are wrong. I mean, you're just not going to live through life getting a pat on the back and a pat on your head every day, every morning, every afternoon, and every evening. That's just not the way it is. You learn more things in life through your mistakes than you do through your successes. And if you don't like somebody telling you what to do, and if you don't like somebody correcting you and sometimes even bawling you out, then you are never going to get the full dose of life. You are never going to be able to enjoy the way of life. I'm telling you, if you're going to make it through this life unscathed by the world, you are going to have to pay careful attention to those who reprove you. I can tell you, man, when somebody knows just what to say and knows exactly what you need to hear, they can say it in less than one sentence. And when they do, you know beyond the shadow of a doubt they have addressed the central problem that's plaguing you at that time. They have your number, as we used to say. And if you will pay attention to what you've just heard, that bit of wisdom they've given you, that bit of reproof they have given you, will absolutely become a waypoint in the rest of your life. You can always look back to that experience and say, man, when that happened, that is exactly what I needed exactly at that time. Let me tell you, I want to live on that way. I do, because I like my life to get better and better and to be more and more pleasing to the Lord. Proverbs 10:17 says, "He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction." Well, then you're going to have to follow instruction in life in order to live. In other words, life is more than eating, sleeping, breathing, drinking, recreating, procreating, and working. I mean, that's, if you think about it, that's what everybody spends their time doing: eating, drinking, sleeping, breathing, recreating, procreating, and working. I mean, if they're old enough to be procreating. That's what they spend their time doing. And life is more than that. And you won't find what life is, and you won't know how to live that life without godly instruction. I tell people, you know what you ought to do? Read a psalm, read a proverb, and read 10 pages of your Bible or whatever, you know, maybe 5 or what, 20, whatever. I don't know what you can read. Every day. You know why? Because you're going to get godly instruction from that every day. And if you follow that godly instruction, you're going to live. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction. Proverbs 15:24 says, "The way of life is above to the wise." You need to look up and you need to see above you the way of life. Life comes from Jesus. Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I have lived long enough and followed enough instruction now, and I don't say this boastfully, I'm just telling you how it goes, that I have come to understand what Jesus meant when he said, I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Like Solomon, I tried some of those things that the world has to offer, and I did not find abundant life in those things at all. But I found it now, and I am having it more abundantly. And it is real, and it is right, and it is good, and it is wise, and it is wonderful. But you got to walk on that way of life, and you've got to take that instruction, you got to take that reproof until you can come out into that abundant life that Jesus Christ promised. All right, and then Proverbs chapter 8, verse 20 talks about the way of righteousness. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 20. The way of righteousness. Solomon's said, and what he's writing here is being quoted from wisdom. Wisdom in Proverbs chapter 8 is personified. In other words, wisdom is speaking in the first person, saying, I do this and I did that, and so forth. And so in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 20, wisdom says, I lead in the way of righteousness. I lead in the way of righteousness. That's what wisdom said. Well, the way of wickedness allures you when you're on the way of righteousness. And the way that wickedness allures you when you are on the way of righteousness is that it promises you immediate gratification. And that's how it gets you. And, you know, drink this and you'll feel inebriated, and, you know, smoke this and you'll be high, and take this and you won't be bothered by your problems anymore, and take that and you'll sleep better, and eat this and you will find tremendous pleasure in your appetite, and blah 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 blah. You know, you put the first spoonful of ice cream in your mouth and you're like, wow, that is so good. That's the way that wickedness allures you. It allures you with immediate gratification. But, the results of wickedness are long-term debilitating consequences. That's right. Oh, that is right. You just look at those drug addicts. You just look at those dope heads. You just look at those alcoholics. You just look at those people who, you know, sex maniacs and the various things. Just look at them now. They cannot get enough to satisfy them. They never really were satisfied. It was all a very temporary thing. And now their bodies are dissipated. They're just totally dissipated. Those are the long-term debilitating consequences of the way of righteousness. And they didn't see those coming when they got on that way. The way of righteousness, on the other hand, and wisdom said, I lead in the way of righteousness. The way of righteousness has very little immediate gratification. I mean, maybe after you get saved, you might feel a great sensation from the entering of the Holy Spirit into your life, or for the lifting of the burden of your sins. People have described that. I feel like a great weight has been lifted off my shoulders. But that's not a long-term thing. That's kind of a fairly quick thing, and it's some of the most, you know, immediate gratification that you're going to feel. And if you're looking for a feeling, which a lot of people are today, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be like, well, wait a minute, I'm not getting the buzz here. But that's because the way of righteousness has very little immediate gratification. The way of righteousness, though, yields inestimable long-term benefits. I mean, generally, men don't want to wait. So they refuse the way of righteousness, and when they refuse it to their detriment. Let me just give you an example. Let's say that a young man wanted to become stronger. He wanted, you know, more muscle mass and more physical strength. And he went to the gym, and he got a hold of some weights, and he sees other guys, and they've been working out for a while, and he sees the contour of the muscles in their bodies, and he looks at himself in the mirror, and he realizes he's scrawny. And so he grabs a hold of a bar, and he can hardly lift. You know, they can lift with one hand tied behind their back, and and twice as much weight on the other arm, and they can lift all that, and he can't lift it with both arms, and he's all upset about that. You know what happened? He didn't come out of the gym that day looking like the Incredible Hulk, and so he just gives up. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Those guys that built their bodies that way, or those women that built their bodies that way, they did that over a long, long period of time. They said, if I'm going to get there, I'm going to have to do this regularly, and I'm going to have to do this intensely, and I'm going to have to do this consistently, and change my eating habits and everything. And over a long period of time, they got like that. You see, the way of righteousness is the same way. It takes you live on that way over a long period of time, and you see the benefits of it, as we say, down the road. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 28 says, in the way of righteousness, that's what we're talking about, in the way of righteousness is life. I'm going to tell you something, and this is absolutely the truth. I am so much more alive today than back in the day when I was living it up. And truly, now, life gets better day by day. It really does. And the thing is, I can't sit down here and enumerate for you what it is about the life that is so much better now. There's so much contentment. There is so much peace. There is so much of the removal of anxiety. The fight with depression is gone. There's comfort. There's joy. There's temperance. There is love. And all those attributes that you find in the Bible, they are there, and I have them, and I'm enjoying them. I'm talking to people right now. You know what I'm talking about if you've been there, and if you hadn't been there yet, I'm just telling you, stay on the way of righteousness, because in that is life. And when you find that it gets better day by day, oh, it's phenomenal. I know people right now that are going through some tremendous hardships in their lives, and they're going through with a smile on their face and joy in their heart, and they are as close to Jesus Christ as you can imagine, and they are experiencing that life that is in the way of righteousness. Proverbs 15, verse 19 says, the way of righteousness is made plain. This isn't a hard way. Life is hard, but the way of righteousness is not hard. It's not hard to find, and it's not a difficult way in which to live. You know why? Because it's plain. The Lord keeps it clean. And you don't have to climb a steep hill to get on it. It's right there. You just step on that path, and you start living there, and whew, you've got life. You know what the Bible says in Proverbs 16:31? The hoary head, that's a gray-headed man, the hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. When a person has lived in the way of righteousness till they're aged, oh, aged men, aged women who still walk in the way of righteousness, oh, they are a crown of glory. I mean, a true gem. And then Proverbs chapter 9, verse 6, Proverbs 9, 6 talks about the way of understanding. Proverbs 9, 6 says, go in the way of understanding. Now, this is a beautiful way, because the way of understanding is by far the best way to go. You see, when you are on the way of understanding, no matter what comes your way, you understand what God is doing. And I've talked with people who have not walked on the way of understanding, and then something bad happens to them. They said, I can't figure out what God is doing. I don't know why this is happening. And they're thrown for a loop. When you're on the way of understanding, nothing throws you for a loop. Like Paul, for instance, when he wrote to the Philippians, he was in jail for preaching the gospel. But he understood what his imprisonment was about. And you know what he understood? He understood that the things that happened to him were for the furtherance of the gospel. That didn't deny him an opportunity to preach. It furthered his reach. When Joseph was sold into slavery and wrongfully imprisoned, he came to understand that God did it to preserve his family's life. And so when he was promoted to the second man in the kingdom there in Egypt, and his brothers came over all repentant, he said, don't trouble yourself. God did this to preserve life. He understood that. See, when you're in the way of understanding, Solomon said, go in that way. I mean, if you want to be able to understand what God is doing in your life when trials come your way, you must be in the way of understanding. Proverbs 21, verse 16 says, the man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. This is a terrible place for a man to end up. But you'll end up here if you wander out of the way of understanding. And notice something. This is not a sudden departure from the way of understanding. This is a gradual wandering. I'm thinking right now of men that are in their 50s, men that are in their 60s, who have wandered out of the way of understanding, and they have gotten themselves into something at this stage in their lives that truly has caused them to remain in the congregation of the dead. They're saved, but they are dead spiritually, is what's happened to them. And it's terrible to see it. And they don't even understand it. They don't even know what's happened to them. And then finally, in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 29, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. Let me tell you something. We need spiritual strength. We need moral courage. We need boldness. Well, hopefully you have been encouraged to go in the way of the Lord today, because His way is where your strength is. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. Your way is where His strength is. The way of the wicked will deplete your strength. It will kill your joy. You say, well, I don't know if I believe that. Well, just ask the prodigal son. If you don't believe Solomon, ask him. Go to Luke, read about the prodigal son, and then you'll find out. He was totally depleted and totally dissipated. The way of the Lord will never do that to you. You know what happens? If it's strength of the upright, it's just like that workout I was describing a little earlier. You will get stronger and stronger and stronger, and things that come your way will have less and less effect to knock you off course. Oh, I hope that you have been encouraged today to walk in the way of His saints, to walk in the way of good men, to walk in the way of wisdom, to walk in the way of righteousness, to walk in the way of understanding, to walk in the way of the Lord. That way, all of that is so much better than the way of evil men. Please don't walk in the way of evil men. Walk in the way of the Lord. You will be much happier for all of your life. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.